Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Nidah Daf Chet Amud Bet, taking a look at analysis of the Mishnayot. And in Mishnah Dalad, which we did not formally study, we went through the definitions of the several of the four Nashim that Rabbi Eliezer said have a din of Dayan Shatan. One of those was Betulah. And the definition of betulah in that Mishnah, if you look back, is ezui betulah kol shelo rata dam yameha. A betulah there, as I mentioned, is somebody who has never had dam at all. Tanu Rabbanan. Nisei v'rata dam machmat nisuin, yaldav v'rata dam machmat leida, dain ani korei la betulah. So even if this girl got married and saw dam because she had relations, we assume that to be dam of the wound, or she even gave birth and had birth blood, she still called it betulah for this purpose. The betulah we're referring to is a betulah of seeing dam, of menstrual flow, and not of betulim. Now, is that true? The word betulah refers to three things, and three things only. Betulat adam, which we're familiar with. Betulat karka, we'll see what that means. Betulat shikma, and again, we'll see what that means. Betulat adam, what's that? Kozman shel nivala, lo nivala, a girl who has not yet had relations. Nafkamina, was it interested in calling her betula or not? The Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol must marry a betula. Inami l'ktubatamatayim, or for the fact that a betula gets a ktuba of 200, a betula gets 100. What's the other? Betulat karka, what's that? Kozman shel nevda, any land that has not ever been worked. Nafkamina, what's the halachic difference? Lenachal etan, for purposes of being able to do the egla rufa ceremony there. Inam in the mekachal memkor, for business, if you buy land that's presented as betulat karka, then it has to be. Betulat shikma, what's that? A sycamore tree was typically grown for a number of years till it was very big, then cut down for wood and the stump was left, called sadana shikma. And then they would regrow it out from there. So kozman shalo niktsa, as long as it's never cut, it's called betulat hashikma. Nafkamina, l'mekachomemkar, again for commerce. Inami, l'miktsasabishvi'it, whether or not you can cut it on Shemitah, none. And goes in betulat shikma, m'shvi'neshi yavodah. The Mishnah Shvi'it says, you're not allowed to cut it on a first time cut. So if it's betulat hashikma, you can't cut it. If it is a sadan hashikma, you can. M'italitinamiha, but Rav Kana should have mentioned the fourth betulah, which is betulat damim. So we have several answers. Anything that has a modifier you didn't include. Karka and Shikma are evidently just called Betulah. Here is Betulat Damim, which is odd because in our Mishnah, Betulah is presented without a modifier. Those three things depend on human interaction to make them no longer a Betulah, like work in the field. This has nothing to do with action, this has to do with just with growth. So Lok Tani. Our third answer, something that doesn't return to its original pristine state. But in this case, she will eventually become a zekena who no longer has damim. So lo tani, not called a betulah. Ravina mar kiktani midu kapi dale zvina. He said in his first version of Ravina, the three are all cases where a buyer will jump to get them. The buyer cares about whether being a betulah or not. Midi lo kapit alei zvina, if he doesn't care, so lo tani. Velo kapti, aren't people makpid? V'atani, Rabbi Chiya Omer, k'shev shasor yafel isha, kachdom yafin li isha. Just like yeast is good for yafel isa, for dough, so dam is good for a woman. What does that mean? V'atani, Rabbi Chiya Omer, kol isha shdamem rubin badem rubin. If she has lots of damim, then she'll have lots of kids. In other words, dam is a good thing. So Ella, and that's exactly the answer. Kitani me did a coffee tzalezvina, not copied, but coffee tzalezvina. That's something that a buyer will want and will desire. He wants a betulat adam, wants betulat karka, wants betulat shikma. Lokam tzalezvina, loktani. Here it's the opposite. He does not want a betulat damim. All right, Tanu Rabbanan, ezui betulat karka. So what's that? Kol shemalai v'shushin v'nafarti choach. When you work it, it comes up with big clods, and it's not soft earth. If you find pottery in there, then you know it was nevda. And Rashi says because the pottery was then went into the ground because it had been plowed and turned over. If you find, on the other hand, bedrock, then it is betulat karka. Okay, the next thing in the Mishnah was mu'uberet. When is a mu'uberet considered to be on the Dayasha Ata calendar, Bishivada Ubara, from the moment that her Ubar is recognized. Chama Karato Ubar, how far is that? So Chuzom Rashim Rameir, Shlusha Chodashim, 3 months in. V'alpishen Raila Dover Zechel Dover. We don't have a proof, but we have an illusion. What's the illusion? Shemar, Vahikim Shlosh Chodashim. This is where Tamar was pregnant, and about 3 months later, after having relations with Yehuda, she was recognized. V'gomer. So Zechel Dover, Krakti, Raya Gdoli. Why means it's illusion? Why do you say it's an illusion? It's a great proof. Answer Shem Dika Diyalda Latisha, Vika Diyalda Lashiva. Some women give birth prematurely, so it may just be a third of their gestation, not 3 months. Alright, Tana Ramanan. Let's say a woman, we knew her to be pregnant, and then she saw some dam. And then she miscarried and turned out that it was nothing. She still has a din of Muberet until that moment, and the blood is only Dayashata, not retroactive, the Tumah. Again, there's no clear proof. We have an illusion. Pasuk in the Navi, Harinu Chalnu Kmo Yaladnu Ruach. We have become pregnant, and we were sick as if we gave birth to wind. So it means we're still called pregnant, even though we gave birth to something instead of no substance. So my zechel davar yiragdoli, it's a good proof. Kitivai kravis chagdiv, because that pasuk is referring to men, and it's all a metaphor. That's why it's not good. Ramini, watch the challenge. Kashtash taimush shalush tushi pilaruach kol varshan shalkayama. If a woman went into kishui to lay her pains for 2 days, and on the third day she had this insubstantial birth event, harizo zo you'll let it pizov. That's called you'll let it pizov because she's now a zava. But if you say that such a thing is a valid birth, any time you have koshi right around birth, then you're tahor. Papi says you're right, it really is tamei, and in the derabbanan of made late, we're lenient. Papa Mari says, no, the reason we say you're tamei is because she suddenly feels very heavy, we see her body is changing, that's why we call it a birth, and therefore the same thing for me late, and that's why she does not have tumat made late in that case. Now we have a flip. Let's say a woman saw dam, and then a little while later hukar ubara. So we know she was pregnant at the time. Okay, but the chazar lukar ubara mitamia. Since at the point that she was seen to be pregnant, since when she saw the dam, she wasn't yet known to be pregnant, seen, then she's Tamei Odim, given a somach lachazoyer, but she said, because she saw just before she was known to be pregnant, lo mitamia. The same answer Papa gave, which is the only reason that we allow it is because we say she was clearly headachy, etc. But even at the chazoyim, no shakarin alavin, no. Evidently, the time that this woman saw, she wasn't yet feeling that way, which is part of Hukaru Bara, so it is made late. So an elder asked Rabbi Yochanan, Gia et vistavi me ubura velo bedaka, mahu, badka mahu. What if a woman was in the middle of her pregnancy, came to the moment of veset, and didn't check? Mahu. I'm only asking, according to the opinion, we're going to get to this later in the Masechet, who holds Vesto de Doraita, which we'll see as Rameir, or at least Rameir concurs. My came with the Vesto Doraita by Abdika, since Vesto and the expectation of seeing Dam on that pattern is Doraita, she should have done Abdika, and therefore we'll assume her to be Tmeya if she didn't check. Odilma came into the Memusulakin because her blood is restrained, therefore lo by Abdika, she doesn't need Abdika. Well, I think too, his answer was Rameir. If a woman is, let's say, hiding out in terror from bad people, and then her veset came and she didn't check, she's tahara. Why? Rameir says, because when you're in fear, that restrains dam. Well, her body gets all messed up. So now, what's tama de'ika charadas? Rameir only says she's tahara because there's this added component of fear. If that wasn't the case, then Tamea. So Alma Vesta Doraita. So clearly a mayor holds Vesta to Doraita. If a woman does not check at her Vesta, we assume her to be Tamea. Kevadika Chardadam Amasulakin. What does her mayor say? Since there's the added component of fear, we say she has no blood. Velobai Bdika doesn't need Bdika, or at least she's Torah without it. So Achanami damei masulakin v'lo bai bdika. Same thing in our case, since she's pregnant, damei masulakin doesn't need bdika, even according to the one who says that vestur d'oraita. In the next part of the Mishnah, we looked at the definition of a minika, and we said ashtig mor bna, and then we saw that that is Reb Meir's opinion, that as long as she is nursing, that that she has this exemption of minika, as it were. And Chacham say no, that it is 24 months. So now, let's see the background. Tan Rabbanan. Minika shem meit b'na v'tochas v'rabba chodesh, if her son died within the first 24 months, harei kachol anashim, tam meit leit, give a kidula. She has regular meit leit. So therefore, the implication is if she continues nursing past 24 months, dayashata. Tivir Meir. Meir says she has dayashata. Here we also have Shimon Omrim, so we have the three chaverim of Meir disagreeing and saying, dayan shatan kol sim rabba chodesh. Her pass is for 24 months, regardless of what's going on. Therefore, if she goes past the 24 months, she no longer has the pass. Now, the Gemara then comments, Chetim Salomar, the Divra Meir, Damne Kavana Sachalav. According to Meir, as we'll see later on, he says explicitly, Dam Nida during nursing time becomes Chalav. They have a different reason. They say that when you give birth, your body is kind of readjusting. Things are not back in place for 24 months, so it has nothing to do with nursing. So the Fichach Rav Meir Lamali, what did I need that Lefichach? Of Reb Meir on the previous Amud. After all, it's fairly obvious that if it's about nursing, then even if she's nursing 4 or 5 years, she's Dayashata. The answer is Shulafichach to Reb Yossi. It was to parallel the other Lefichach. Fichach to Reb Yossi Lamali, what did I need that one for? That says after 24 months, she's back to Meit Leit, regardless if she is nursing. Mauritania, Reb Yossi Tarti, Layame, I think to Reb Yossi allows it in both cases, meaning both if she's for 24 months blank, And as long as she's nursing in any case. So Kamash Balan, that is straight 24 months. Tanya Namiachi Damna Kamana Sachalav to Meir. That's what Meir says. So they have a physiological disagreement about why she doesn't bleed. Where does Meir get that from? It says, who could make that which is Tahor into Tameh? Is it not the one? Meaning only God could do that. Rabbanan, so what do they do with that Pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan, zu shichot zera. That's not referring to the dam, it's referring to shichot zera. Shehu tamei, it is tamei, and in adam anotzar menu, a man is created from it, is tahor. Rabbi Lazar Omer, elu mehanida. He says it's referring to the waters of Paraduma. Shemazel mazina lav tahor. The one who does, who gets spritzed on, and the one who does the spritzing is tahor, meaning he's still tahor. Vinogea, somebody who just touches it, is tamei. Meaning, tahor mi tamei. How could he have something that makes other people tamei and it makes them tahor? Umazet tahor, is it true that the guy who does the spritzing is tahor? So my mazet nogea. Mazet doesn't mean the guy who spritzes it, but rather the guy who touches it. Aktiv mazet, aktiv nogea, it says both of them. If you have mazet by kibus, nogea lo by kibus, and we have different halachot. The guy who does the sprinkling has to do kibus b'kadim. The guy who just touches it is only in tamei himself. Alamai mazet, what does mazet mean? No say, if you carry it. V'lichtov nosei. Why doesn't the Torah say nosei? Kamash palanda antatori kashir azar. It says, mazeh, to tell you, unless you carry enough for shir azar, you're not tamei. So ha'anechel mandam azar tzir kashir, that fits if you hold the position. That azar has a minimum shir, enough to soak up be soaked up in the hyssop. Elo le mandam ain't tzir kashir, but if you say there is no shir, ma'ikel memra, the answer is, afil mandam ain't tzir kashir, hanimili, Agava de Gavra, meaning you don't have a minimum shear of how much has to come on the guy. One drop is enough. In the kli, bayin a shear. Does have a shear. Come on, you my mind be a man kadei azah. What's the minimum shear to have kadei azah? Shmora sheki volin v'yazet. Enough to put the tops of the hyssop in and do spritzing. That's why Shlomo said, I thought I was so wise and this was distant from me and I could not figure it out. Okay. Now, the next piece in the next mission is Ezuiz Kena, Koshavru Alea Shalosh Onot. If she had 3 periods in which she did not see Dam, around the time that she is old, Ziknata. Hechadam Esmoch Ziknata, what is that? Well, how old is that? Rav Yehuda, Kol Shachavatel Merot Alea Zekenahi. Anyone who, her neighbors, call her an old woman. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shekorin La Ima Ima Veina Bosha. If you call her sort of like old mother, and she's not embarrassed because she is of that age. She's not, doesn't get angry when you call her that. She's not embarrassed. Maybe now what's the difference? She can be embarrassed, but not get angry. How long is an ona? You have three onot. An average ona, 30 days. So it's 90 days. We'll see more about this in the next podcast. Rav Amar Rav Chista, Esrim Yom, so 20 days. They both agree it's 90 days. But the reason he says 20 days is an ona is he means that's the amount of period we would not expect dam, and then there's 10 days, 7 of Nida, 3 of Ziva, we might expect dam, still 30. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Skena Shavua La Shalosh Anot Vira'ata, Daya Sha'ata. Okay, so she had she reached the edge of Zignat, and she had three periods which she didn't see, and then she saw it's Daya Sha'ata. Vora La Shalosh Anot Vira'ata, she had another 90 days, and then saw it Daya Sha'ata. But if she sees again after 90 days, then she's a regular woman. She has mate late. Not that it's exactly 90 days. Even if it's about 88 or 92. What do you mean? You're saying that that's even if it's 88 or 92? But certainly if it's 90, Adarab, it's the opposite. Kikivna kavala veset. If you have exactly 90 days, then she's got a veset. Vidayashata. So you might think that this is Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Dosa. Said even if she has a veset, she still has tumat made late. So ibchem bayle, still the order should be opposite. Not only if it's 88, 92, but even if it's exactly 90 each time, that then still made late. So tani lo shpichatav otira ela filu kivna. So version one is you're right. We turn it around. The other version of it is that not to read that both are the case, but only if it's about, it's approximate. But if it's exactly 90 days, kavala vetzav dayashata, then she has a veset and dayashata. Umani Rabbi Dosa, and then the author of that is Rabbi Dosa. Go pause at this point. We'll pick it up with further analysis of those Mishnayot. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.